Blog Talk Radio.
Are you? Hey! Our ears have heard and our eyes have seen, and I know we'll be blessed by you. Then a lot of people blessed by you, Jehovah.
Blog Talk Radio. This is our third segment. This is Saturday, January the 9th, I believe. It's already 9 days, Priscilla, and we are going and moving fast into this new year. Time is moving, and thank you everybody for joining us. This is our featured show today, and we're going to be talking to a person, a gentleman who doesn't need no introduction. Immediately we are ready with Osata, we shall connect Dr. Nevas Mumba. A lot of news, a lot of things happening. We have a lot of things to discuss with him, and we'd just like him also to clarify certain things to do with MMD, where they are going, where they stand, and some of the things that are happening out there on the campaign trail, the constitution, the economy, voter registration. Just a lot of things to talk about and to catch up with Dr. Mumba. He's one of those guests, for those of you that are tuning in from wherever you're listening to us, from Europe, Asia, Africa, the United States, and all over the country, the world. Dr. Mumba, I think, has been on this show probably this will be the fifth or sixth time, when he was ambassador, when he was doing ministry stuff, which, of course, he hasn't stopped that. That's basically where we are. I am going to be your host for this segment, Nathan Nkama, and I am talking to you from Dallas, Texas. What we also want to let our listeners and everybody who frequently goes into this show is that, like my colleague did on the first segment, he did indicate, he played a segment of FDD President Edith Nwakwe comment or talking about an important point. We just want you to know that those of you that have affiliations with political parties, we can do a 30 seconds promo or a little thing about your party president or your party official, whatever message they want to send across to the community, to just to sensitize and sell your party manifesto or your party agenda on the things that you are going to do in this campaign period and where we are heading. Okay, I believe we are ready to go to Lusaka. And like I said, this is our featured discussion, and our guest needs no introduction. However, joining us from Lusaka, Zambia, I'm assuming he's in Lusaka because politicians can be anywhere. I don't know whether he's in Shangombo or he's in Chinsali or he's in Mwinilunga. That's besides the point. Dr. Nevas Mumba is MMD president. That's one of the three largest, political parties in our country, and he joins us to discuss a wide range of things today. Dr. Mumba, Happy New Year, and welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, your family, and all the colleagues on Block Radio. It's great to start the year with all of you, and I look forward to a constructive discussion, and that's something that will help our brothers and sisters wherever it's going to be heard. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, sir. We have a lot of things to talk about, and those of you that have joined us before Dr. Mumba came on, I was telling our listeners, Dr. Mumba, that you are one of our political leaders, national leaders, who has been on this forum. I think, if I remember, this is probably your sixth time. You may not probably realize that, but we do appreciate your taking, always giving us the opportunity for us to interact with you and to be with you. Let me begin our discussion by something terrible that happened not very long ago. Dr. Mumba, what happened in Lundazi? You went to have a meeting there, or what was, and you ended up, just tell our, share with our listeners what happened in Lundazi.
Well, I'm sure that you were following online. We have, last year, we initiated a program as the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy after the very well-publicized so-called infighting. You know, we had a season of peace when reconciliation took hold. A number of people that had gone out to support other political parties decided to come back. And so we had relative peace and the stabilization of our party, and we decided that I was going to take a trip or a tour of the nation to visit all the 156 constituencies in the country. We started off with the Copper Belt, and obviously, probably the Patriotic Front and the police did not mind us when we started the meetings on the Copper Belt, because obviously because of the history of the devastating loss last year, the infighting, they had already written us off that we were not going to be a factor at all. So they didn't really give us much trouble on the Copper Belt until halfway there, when the police realized that the crowds that were pulling, the members of our party, had come back. And, you know, there seemed to be quite a huge response to my presence on the Copper Belt that they decided to put the police on us. But it was not that vicious. We ended the Copper Belt and moved on to Eastern Province. And unfortunately for us, from the first meeting in Tetahuke, the Patriotic Front had decided that they were not going to allow me to address any meeting at all. We had applied, or rather we had notified the police, according to the Constitution, that we were going to be having those meetings. And all the notifications were rejected, which really is unconstitutional. But as long as we're meeting inside the buildings, we thought that we had a constitutional right to communicate messages to our members. So from Tetahuke all the way to Lundazi, the police were everywhere. Wherever I was addressing meetings, were surrounded. But to cut a long story short, their biggest challenge was in Lundazi, when they thought that we have had such huge meetings in Eastern Province, that they decided to insist that the police stop me from speaking, and went as far as throwing a tear gas canister in a peaceful meeting that was being held in Lundazi with our officials, chairmen, secretaries, treasurers, that had come from all wards in the district. And that was phenomenal, because we had never seen any kind of behavior of this nature, that the tear gas citizens that have really not broken any law in terms of violence. And I think Zambians reacted, you know, as in the manner they did, because MMD, under my leadership ever since I took over as president, does not have any history of violence. And they were very surprised that the police could treat us in that manner after we had, you know, demonstrated that a violent-free political party can exist within the Zambian political scenario. So that's what happened. Our people were tear gassed, the meeting was dispersed, and it really brought a lot of discomfort in the country. And we have been discussing the issue of the Public Order Act. The Inspector General of Police made his statement that the police were doing the right thing. The president has been quiet. He has not made a comment on this issue. So basically, we are waiting to see how this thing is going to go. Deeply disappointed that it happened. And, you know, we hope that this thing is going to be dealt with as we move forward.
Some people are arguing, Dr. Mumba, that if the police didn't give you a permit or you didn't get a go-ahead, why did you still go ahead with the meeting? It was an illegal gathering. What's your response to them?
You have just used the word permit. There is absolutely no mention of permit in the repealed Public Order Act. All it says is that you notify the police, and once you notify the police, as long as you've given them the 7 days they require, if they respond by saying they do not have enough police, like they responded to us, to marshal our meetings, the same law goes further to say that that particular organization should be able to organize its own marshals to ensure that there is peace. So there is really no provision for stopping a meeting in a democracy. And so basically we knew that it was politically motivated. I've been through this before with the late President Michael Sata, that they would say they have no policemen. And then when you meet, then you have 55 police surround you. Now, if they didn't have policemen to marshal your meeting, where do they get the 55 tear gassing police to come to stop the meeting? It's all politics, and they want us to do the same thing that happened when President Sata stopped us from meeting our members. So we have resolved that we will ensure that we talk to our members, we talk to the public, and be able to share our vision for the country. So basically, there is nothing like saying that they did not give us permission. There's nothing like that in the law.
Okay. You supported the President Lungu's call to prayer and fasting and national reconciliation. I hope I said that right. We also recognize that a few days later, after the prayer and fasting meeting, Dr. Mumba, you commented to the contrary. Looking back on this, what are your thoughts? Because it's contradicting, it's confusing to most of us, Dr. Mumba. A prayer meeting is called, reconciliation is in the title phrasing of this meeting. A few days later, this person is throwing tear gas at you. I don't know what you have to say about that.
Listen, let me put it this way. I think that even my political career confuses a few people, but principle is extremely expensive to follow principle. Mm. I'll give you an example. When President Lungu became president, I ran for president, which was devastating because of the divisions that existed in our party. Our party was split in three ways, and you know that story. But when President Lungu won, my wife and I and officials from our party made ourselves available at the Hero Stadium to go and support the new president. And that was basically based on principle. Prior to that, when I became president of MMD, I made a statement and agreed on a policy position of our party that we will be honoring and attending national events like Independence, Africa Freedom Day, an act that the Patriotic Front under President Sata never did once, because they thought that if they went to independence, it looked like they are supporting the government in place. If they celebrated Africa Freedom Day, it's like supporting the government in office. So they never attended, but we changed that as MMD under my leadership. So we support those events as they take place in the year. Secondly, when he became elected, I was at the Hero Stadium to support him, one of the very few opposition leaders that stood with the new government in terms of respecting the president. Thirdly, you remember that there was a prayer and fasting. a lot of opposition leaders and some civic organizations refused to attend that. But Prince Rupert demands that I remain consistent. My vision has been Zambia shall be saved. Our faith in God and Zambia. MMD is the party which declared Zambia a Christian nation, and I am the president of that party, and it would have been inconsistent on my part to fight against any effort that tried to exalt God in our country. So I still went there. And then you realize that I was tear-gassed. I was tear-gassed. But maybe before getting tear-gassed, the bill that came in Parliament for the Constitution, the MMD took a position that has been consistent from 2003. And I was vice president when this constitutional program began. And it was going to be immoral for me at this moment, as we conclude the process we started, for me to abstain from the support of this bill. We supported the bill as MMD. It has been interpreted that we were supporting the ruling party. But basically, those are politics. No one can understand that. But I've been following policy. What is right is right. Even when I was tear-gassed, that was me being tear-gassed with our members. But the principle remains, the picture remains that we believe that the constitutional amendments were done in the interest of the nation, and these are the amendments we were fighting for since 2003, and it remained a real need for me, with tear-gassed in my eyes, to go over there to the stadium and stand up and say, this document is a document we began with, and it's a document we are ready to finish, regardless of what has happened in between. It's called principle. It's expensive, and usually it's not common in our African politics, but I'm determined to stay with principle rather than an emotional reaction just because I was tear-gassed. We condemn the tear-gassing, and we'll continue to fight it, but once it comes to principle, you know, Zambians can believe that nobody is going to stand on it.
Excellent. That's the very reason we're having this conversation, so that people understand that there is another way of doing politics. That well said. At the prayer rally, the same prayer rally I referred to, Dr. Mumba, you had a personal moment with President Lungu and the former President Banda. There are pictures, and they were all over social media. You know, Zambians like things like that. How would you describe things between you and former President Banda?
Well, first of all, it falls in the same category that I've just described of who I think I am and why God called me into politics. I think that I did not go there to highlight my own personal pains or my own personal comforts. I walked from where I was to go and greet President Banda, regardless of what happened or what he did in terms of the division that came into the party when he decided to come back into active politics. After the Supreme Court ruling, which reaffirmed my presidency and my candidature, President Banda decided to go to the Patriotic Front at the expense of his own political party on which he was supposed to stand, and supported President Lungu. So basically, politically, as a human being, people will be sworn enemies, that I'll never greet that person, I'll never talk to him. But we were in the presence of God at the prayer meeting, and I think that was a wonderful platform for me to demonstrate that regardless of what happens, I think at some point we must learn to move forward as a people. It was his democratic right to do whatever he did. It was legally wrong for us and our constitution, but I think he thought that it was his democratic right to support whosoever he wanted after the Supreme Court denied him the opportunity on the MMD ticket. But that should not stop me. Because we are leaders, and people are watching us. And when there were thousands of Zambians in that showgrounds, and I knew that they are looking to us to see whether we can forgive each other, whether we can focus on the bigger picture instead of our own petty problems of pain that I've experienced because of what he did to me. So I stepped out there and greeted him and wished him well, and he also wished me well. Then I also greeted President Lungu. Despite the fact that we had done several things in terms of the Soweto by-election that were very injurious to myself and the party. But I think that because they called a day of prayer, repentance, and reconciliation, we thought this was the best platform to lay those things down. Unfortunately, later on, we still had a few other skirmishes, including the tear gassing. But it's a process. I think the Ugandan politicians will learn as we continue to demonstrate the hardware that there's another way of doing politics. And this is really the whole reason I'm in the political process. And I hope that the younger generation is watching, and as they join politics, they can also operate in principle.
You've already, thank you for that answer. You've already alluded to the national tour in almost all the constituencies of addressing the members, supporters, and to rally the party back onto its feet, if I may use that expression. Somebody is asking, is the party still fragmented? The reason is for that question, Dr. Mumba, is because that's the impression we seem to be getting when we hear announcements of comeback bids from Mr. Mutati and Doris Lee are going to PF. Wow. Share with us your thoughts on that.
Well, I think Dora Sulia left quite a while ago. I think she left during the heat of the differences we had in the party. So I think she would not be used as a good example. Let me make a statement that the movement for multi-party democracy, as I speak today, is more united than it has ever been before. We are a unitary political party now. Of course, you'd have a few problems here and there, like any organization like PF is having, like UPND is having. But I think we have crossed the river, and I think we are strong. Now we are focused. This month, I am relaunching a new MMB on the Copper Belt. We have close to 4,000 people there that are from our structures around the province. So I think in terms of unity, we are united. Now, you've mentioned my brother, Mutati, Honorable Mutati. Mutati has, and I, you know, on talking terms, he was at my house a couple of weeks ago where he was assuring me that these people who are going around mentioning his name are doing it to be despiteful because he has nothing to do with it. His view is to support the party and to support my leadership, and is not willing to allow our party to go through what we went through. However, if for any reason Mr. Mutati is tempted to try to destabilize the party, like President Rupiah Banda was tempted and he succumbed to those who tempted him, if he succumbs as well, I think that it would be a very unwise thing because he knows that he will not succeed. And he may cause some injury to the party, which then would be interpreted that that was the reason he wanted to do that. But I do not expect that from Honorable Mutati. I think that he called me, I called him. He has assured me and assured the party that those people who talked about him were just using his name. But again, if he gets tempted like President Rupiah Banda was tempted, we shall deal with it in the same manner we dealt with President Rupiah Banda's issue. And the MMB shall continue to remain strong. And every fight that we go through, at the end of it, we are stronger, more united, and the people that are really supposed to be members of MMD are the ones that now remain to propel this party towards 2016. So we are united today, and I have absolutely no fear that we are going to face the coming election with greater resolve and greater strength.
Okay, excellent. We're talking to Dr. Nevis Mumba, President for our Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, is our featured guest today.
For those of you that have called in, we shall be taking questions from you when we are gather on President Dr. Mumba, ranging from the current situation in the party, economic situation. We shall be getting to the Constitution as well. I'll try to see as much ground as we can cover.
Let me come back to Dr. Mumba here as we continue our discussion. Voter registration exercise, Dr. Mumba, conducted by the ECZ, Electoral Commission of Zambia. Somebody is asking why should there be a beginning and an end to a voter registration exercise? Isn't that restrictive to those who are attaining the voting age during the course of the election year?
Absolutely not. I mean, the voter registration has to have a window within which you get it done because after they have captured the voters, there's a process of incorporating them into the system. And looking at the new voters' role, there's a lot of work involved in making sure that there's verification for the voters' role. So they have to shut it down at some point in order to now start to prepare for the election. And so I do understand that we go up to March now, and the registration is taking place in districts now. And so I think it's good time, and I think we have been asking Gambians across the country to take advantage of this window and ensure that they register. But in every country, in Gambia, whenever there's a registration, we have to do it within windows so that we can have time to compile and compare and verify the list so that we can avoid creating, rigging prior to the election.
The figures that the ECZ produced of how many people they captured, I believe it's going into the million, something like 1.7 million, something like that. Were you and the party satisfied with that outcome? Yes,
Like I said, we have a... but in terms of the capturing, I think it's a very good response. Zambians are very slow in registering to vote. And so 1.7 million is a good feat for Zambia. We are hoping that we could even touch 2.5 to 3 by March, if possible. And so that will really change the politics of Zambia, because you're going to be aware that that will be most of the young people that are going to be encouraged to register. That will create another dynamism within the political process of our country. And we're really looking forward to having the young people participate in the affairs of their country. So we are really happy about the response to registration.
Excellent. We're glad to hear that. Let me repeat what I said earlier. Those of you that have called in, if you wish to ask a question, please press 1 on your phone keypad so that I know that you have a question for Dr. Mumba. I'm not going to assume or just go to lines randomly. We have a lot of ground to cover here. Let me take a few questions from the callers, Dr. Mumba, here, and see what we have. Let's all be brief and to the point as we ask our questions. Kelvin, please go ahead. Tell Dr. Mumba where you are calling from and ask your question.
Greetings, Dr. Mumba. This is Kelvin Chimba, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Happy New Year, Kelvin.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. In terms of intra-party democracy, which I think is a foundation for national politics and democracy, what will happen if you serve your 2 5-year terms in the MMD? Are you going to cede power?
Am I going to what? Cede power?
Are you going to cede the presidency once you serve your 2 5-year terms in the MMD?
MMD, unlike other political parties, does not have the comfort of wanting to go beyond the two terms that are allocated. President Chiluba tried, of course, to get a third term from the party. That was very unique. Are you aware the convention can change anything in the constitution to have any type of change, and that's what Mr. Chiluba used. But for me, it is 2 terms that are given to any president, and after that, another president comes in. So basically, I think that that has been the tradition for the movement for multi-party democracy, and I'm not ready to break that tradition at all. I would like for us, we are the only political party in this country that really can boast of such a democratic process, and even the conventions, we are the only political party that has been holding consistent conventions. You can go to the other political parties, for which I'm not a spokesperson, they do not have the track record that we do. So I would like to maintain this prestige of respecting democracy for MMB?
Excellent. Thank you, Kelvin. That's a good question. Let's go to Mr. Natala. Mr. Natala, your question, and please tell Dr. Mumba where you're calling from.
Dr. Mumba, good afternoon. I'm calling from Minnesota. My question is Happy New Year, Doctor. My question is, how can you put it in terms of what former President Rupia Banda did in terms of politics of Zambia to move MMD into this situation that we are in, basically fighting your presidency of MMD beyond the loss of his president, and also siding with the President Lungu? How are those dynamics at the cost of the Zambian people?
Well, thank you, Matala. I think this program is really probing some of the most sensitive things I've not talked about in Zambian media, because I prefer to keep them to myself, but it looks like these are questions asked. Obviously, let me put it this way. As I've already indicated, the intrusion or the coming back of President Banda was a major challenge, not only to me. It was a challenge to our party. It was a challenge to democracy in our country. And it injured our party greatly. You must understand that President Banda was the president of the Republic of Zambia and our president of the party. So he still had loyalties within the party. And the National Zenit Committee that I superintend over, a number of them were brought in by himself. And the provincial leaders in the different provinces had their allegiance to him because he had been the president. So you can imagine how difficult it was for me to navigate. First of all, I had to maintain my respect for my former president, who had appointed me also as High Commissioner to Canada. I had to ensure that I do not do or say anything that might make me look like I'm disrespecting him. But at the same time, communicate to him that it was in the interest of the party that he stayed away. And that is why we had to seek help from the courts of law, who were very categorical and clear that it was unacceptable that the former president would wish to come back when there was a new president who was elected at the convention. But by the time the Supreme Court made that ruling, the party had already suffered great injury. It was not even possible to recover. I only had 21 days to try to campaign amongst a totally disenfranchised membership. And so, yes, I think that it was unfortunate to do that, but we have to move on. I cannot cry. You know, I'm just that president who has taken over MMD after MMD has left office. I wish I was one of those that became president of MMD when MMD was still in government. But, you know, unfortunately, God saw that I could probably handle these fights. And disillusionment that arose from the loss, to which I was not even party because I was in Canada when the loss was taking place. But obviously, the pain of the loss was placed upon my head as the new president, and it comes with the territory. So, yes, it was very painful, but we have moved on. That is behind us. President Banda and I are talking, and my concentration is on reuniting the party and recreating the party. And during this month, I'm going to launch a new MMD on the Copper Belt, and I look forward to a fresh start.
Excellent. Thank you, Titus. Let's take one more question before we talk about the economy, and then we'll go to the Constitution. Cletus, please go ahead with your question and tell Dr. Mumba where you're calling from.
Dr. Mumba, my name is Cletus, and I'm from Connecticut right now in the United States. And, you know, I'll say something quickly that I admire your courage and your honesty, and also your forgiving heart on the incident that happened in Eastern Province. Now, my question to you is the MMD, which was in power for 20 years, and they failed to abolish or repeal the notorious PAOA, and you become a victim of that bad law and the unprofessional police. Do you think the president, Mr. Edgar Lungu, had a hand in what happened in Eastern Province to you, which nobody would support?
Can you ask that last question, please, Curtis? Can you say it again? What is the question again?
The last part.
Yeah, I've heard your whole argument. I've heard the whole argument, but just the last sentence. Can I do what happened in Lumbasi?
Do you think the president at the hand did instruct the police to come and attack your convention?
Well, first of all, I think you said some real major issues I need to comment on concerning MMD having been in power, and they did not do anything to this law. Of course we did. If you remember, prior to MMD, under the Kalinda and the colonial era, this is a law from 1953. And so Dr. Kalinda College is in the lead. And we were expected to get a permit from the police. And MMD repealed that law because of, you remember the case of Bulumbika and seven others at the Supreme Court. We repealed that law that we did not need to get a permit to have a public meeting, but only to notify the police. And so MMD did repeal that law. What is happening today under the POA is that the Patriotic Front has used or abused that POA in the manner that they have chosen to, as a way to stop us. And that started with the next president, may so rest in peace, that he didn't want any one of us to mobilize our political parties, and partially succeeded, because I could not travel. You remember, if you are reading, I could not go to any district to address MMD members. I was in jail, I was arrested, the police were on me, until finally they said members has failed to run the party, is a failure, because I couldn't even speak to my members. Any time I talked to them, they arrested me. But so it's the application of the Public Order Act which has been a problem with the Patriotic Front. Not that there's a major problem with it, although now I have indicated that once we take over government, I will have to do together with my colleagues, I have to do to deal with it completely and remove it from the book, the statute, so that we can, synchronize it with the names of democracy. The president really has attacked in the tear gas in Lindazi. The information we have collected so far is that no, he didn't. But that the new IG was trying to make a name with the president to affirm that yes, he's the right man for the job by doing what he did. But the information we have is that he did not receive specific instructions. What he would have wanted to hear from the president is a public condemnation of the actions of the police or the heavy-handedness of the police. And the president didn't say that. And only to that extent that there's been a little concern on our part that the president has failed to make a public statement condemning the heavy-handedness of the police in that regard.
Okay, thank you, Kletos, for that question. Those of you that are listening to us from Europe, we thank you for joining us, and all those that are sending me messages on Facebook, I want to acknowledge you and let Dr. Mumba know that you are listening from Zambia. They want me to tell you, Dr. Mumba, that the people in Zambia are following online, and they are listening, and they are seeing, they appreciate the way you are responding to some of the questions that we are raising, and they understand and appreciate your position. A different way of doing politics. As you know, we say in America, where you lived before, there's a new sheriff in town. Dr. Mumba, let me turn to the economy here. This question, somebody sent this question to me or comment on social media, and I would like you to respond. The economy is in trouble, falling, fluctuating, kwacha. Government has borrowed astronomically. Load shedding seems to be a way of life. Prices for everything have literally skyrocketed, and skeptics out there, Dr. Mumba, saying you shouldn't even tell us stories. MMD couldn't have done any different. Your response to that?
I think your last statement is really inconsistent. You said that I've seen that. First of all, when they say MND could not have done any different, of course we have already done it differently, because at the time they took over power, MND had already structured an economy which was envy of the world. You are aware that we are one of the 10 fastest growing economies in the world, and we had our inflation brought down to 6.77% range. And those who are saying that we couldn't have done any different are not being sincere. First of all, let me mention that during the economic downturn of 2008-2009, when the whole world was reeling economically, Zambia under the MND put measures in place that created a robust economy that made Zambia to be one of the very few countries in the world which survived the economic downturn. And that showed our very strong economic policies as a political party. And I still believe in the virtues and values of our policies of a free market economy and private sector driven economy, which we ran during that time. I think that the economy, in terms of the weakening of the kwacha, the rising cost of living, has got many reasons why it has come about. First of all, you remember that when PF came into government, with this spirit of saying we want to cut off whatever MND was doing, I mean, a new sheriff in town, like you're saying, they decided to try to put aside clear economic policies which brought growth to our country and to our economy, and decided to bring a socialist approach to the economy. One of those big mistakes that PF made in the beginning was the introduction of two statutory instruments, Statutory Instrument 33 and Statutory Instrument 55, which compromised the issue of foreign currency and also the declaration of those monies, and that created instability within the investor community, that they were now being monitored. Interest rates were going to be set by the central bank and manipulated, and the economy was going to be regulated. And the other investors have lost that kind of socialism and communism, and they are not going to subject themselves to it. So they started to keep their dollar away from Zambia. They stopped further investment in their enterprises. And that is what started to eat on the kwacha. And we are paying a high price. They reversed those two instruments much later when we condemned it consistently that that was destroying the economy. But unfortunately, by the time they reversed it, lack of confidence had already come into play. And now we are suffering the consequences. So I think that the MND would have done it differently. First of all, we would not have introduced those two instruments, because that would have been retrogressive and going back to the unique days. And so I think that what has happened to the economy has happened because PF took a different route in trying to prove that they also knew how to run the economy. Now they are grasping and seeing how they're going to survive. Secondly, the issue of this load shedding. We have put in place as MND programs, including the now interpretation new supply, which we are being opened on, is on test right now. We put all that in place. We have planned that at a specific time, we were not going to have a problem with energy. When they came in, they abandoned all those programs of trying to extend the base for energy generation in our country. And now we're in this state, and we are blaming the world, we are blaming China, we are blaming rainfall. But once you're elected into government, you really cannot hang on blaming the rainfall. You have to find solutions. That's why we are presidents. That's why we are government. So I think if the load shedding issue is not resolved in the next few months, there's no way the economy can recover, because it impacts directly on the levels of productivity in the country. It borders on retrenchment of workers, because companies, the mining companies, can no longer sustain those job levels. It's going to increase poverty levels in our country. Our families are going to suffer. They have already started to suffer. It's a spiral thing that is happening. And I hope our colleagues will realize how volatile the situation is right now. So, no, to answer our colleagues, if we had been in government today, the economy would not be in this shape because we took a totally different economic policy from that which our colleagues have taken.
Well, one more question before I go back to the phone lines, because the people are going to strangle me. They want to ask Dr. Mumba questions. One of the things that has contributed to the economy being in the state, it seems, Dr. Mumba, all of us know this government expenditure is high, a top-heavy cabinet. Two-part questions. Are you in support of a reduced-size cabinet, and what would you do different to reduce government expenditure?
You know, first of all, I am on record. President Lungu did make a speech that he was going to welcome any input from us which is reasonable. And I did make a statement in my speech, which I entitled "We Are in a Crisis," that look, the expenditure in this country at this time is hurting us in many, many ways, government expenditure. I condemned the creation of the five ministries and the expansion of cabinet. There's absolutely no need. Now, when you look at the cabinet of the United States of America, which overlooks a $1 trillion budget, it's much smaller than the cabinet of Zambia, which whose budget is so small. And one starts to wonder our reasonableness. And I did talk about the travel of ministers, including the president, that
yes,
expenses are necessary. High commissioners and ambassadors exist to play the role these permanent secretaries and deputy ministers are doing all over the world, hardly in their offices. And when I was vice president, I remember President Wanawasa curtailing the movement of every minister for a long time, because we realized we had to hit what we call the hippie completion point. And our colleagues can learn from us. I am so happy that Africa is starting to emerge as a continent which is forward-looking. Of course, they have looked at us now as a dark continent. But with the coming of the new president in Tanzania, Mr. John Magufuli, we have seen that it is possible for presidents on this continent to demonstrate that wastefulness can be avoided, corruption can be combated in a real manner. Not the way we do it in Zambia, like getting at your opponents. And everyone is corrupt except your ministers who are in government and those people who support you. But we'll fight against corruption, which I have vowed and promised the Zambian people that we shall fight this corruption in a manner that we are going to see this money retrieved, which has been siphoned through corruption, and it's going to help in the building of the economy. So President Magufuli has done it in Tanzania, cut down on expenditure, cut down on unnecessary ceremonies in order to direct that money towards the social sector. We'll do the same as MMD. I'll do the same as president. I advise President Lungu to do the same. Zambians are no longer interested in just great ceremonies. They want to eat. They want a life that is affordable.
Dr. Mumba, welcome again to Zambia Block Talk Radio. This is Roger in Canada, your buddy here. We lived for a long time together. Dr. Mumba. One of the questions I seem to have asking other political parties, it's like people want to be president maybe because they are not Lungu, because they are not HH, maybe because they are not Mumba, Dr. Mumba, or other parties. It is just exchange of names. I'm not this one. Meaning, we don't really seem to understand what the platform is. For instance, can we hear today that Dr. Mumba, my platform is probably going to say 30% of revenue made in every province will remain in that province. For instance, Dr. Mumba come and say, my government will be 10 ministers, period. We want to know where people stand from. It is not easy, Dr. Mumba, to differentiate between you, HH, or Mr. Lungu. The platforms are not very, very clear.
Roger, You are absolutely right. That's a brilliant, brilliant question. I think it's a concern of all of us that we do not want to have colorless political competitors. People should compete so that people can choose from a variety of offers. But if all the soap that is being sold looks like Lifebuoy or Lux, then people really don't have a reason to choose one above the other. It's a very brilliant approach to it. But you must understand that Zambia and many African countries have come as emerging democracies. And I must say that Zambia has done extremely well on one hand in terms of trying to the experiment of democracy on the continent. But MMD, for instance, has a very clear platform, has always had. And I may even dare say that it may be the only political party in this country with a clear platform in terms of how we'd like to run the economy. We have a clear economic policy of Zambia being what our party espousing the private sector-driven economy. We liberalize the economy and still hold on to that. We believe in the tenets of democracy and the freedoms of every Zambian, now, which other political parties don't because they have not had conventions, in some of them in 10 years. And so the MMD really stands out with very clear positions on these matters. But I think that you also understand that political parties in Africa are birthed out of another political party. And they may not even have any identity except that they differed with the leader and they have decided to start another political party. And a lot of African political parties are like that. And that's why they don't have their personal ethos, because they are just a derivative from another political party. But in Zambia today, you can look at PF, Patriotic Front. The founder was the Secretary General of MMD. But you must give it to him. Although he was the Secretary General of MMD, which was a private sector-driven economic policy party, he decided to go back to UNIC, where he decided to espouse the Central Committee. Central Committee having more power than ministers, and also a mixed economy, socialist approach. And so he created another political party with another look. And when you look at President Winter Kadimba, he has created a party which has really got a definite program of socialism. We don't agree with him because we think that the days for socialism are over, but at least I respect him that he has got a shape for his political party and what it stands for, as socialism. And I think every political party in Zambia must define itself. It's out of that definition that our policies can come out in terms of I'm going to have 10 ministers. I'm going to make sure that all the money made on the copper belt stays on the copper belt. I'll make sure that the money that is made in Western Province through the cashew nuts and all the pineapples in Northwestern Province, they stay in those provinces. But it has to come from a policy position. And I agree with you, Roger, and we take that challenge as a real challenge, and I'm sure my colleagues are listening. We need to redefine our political parties, what we believe in, and what is it we are offering to Zambians, which is different from our neighbors.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Roger, for that question. Let's go to Musaba. Musaba, please go ahead. Tell Dr. Mumba where you're calling from and your question.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mumba, for coming on the show. This is Musaba calling from, Musaba Chailunga calling from Toronto in Ontario. I actually had one main question, except I had to make a comment on another one. It comes in the form of a question. I understand the need to have a democratic party, right? Like giving term limits to party leaders. Personally, I don't really agree with it because I don't think that Zambia is a parliamentary democracy where the constitution is also wrong because it only wants a leader of a political party to run for the presidency. And this causes problems when, for example, it might even cause problems for the MMD, for example. If you build a brand or a person who could run and they came close to winning, it means that in the third term, they can't run. And I don't think national politics should interfere with party politics, and it, I don't know what your thoughts are on that. The main question, though, for me is that I don't really support tenders, right, in general. The reason I don't support national tenders is that they usually disadvantage local businesses, because you find that most of the major infrastructure projects will be won by foreign conglomerates and will take all the profits. And, of course, the intention is that to avoid corruption. But you can see that from the last maybe 20 years, including when the MMD was in power, and even when the PF is in power and they have done quite a bit of work, I mean both parties, you find that most of the profits have actually been externalized and Zambians have not been employed. Another example on the bad idea with tenders is that with ZESCO, right, I believe the reason we're having all these problems is that there are institutions or corporations or businesses that can build infrastructure in different parts of Zambia, but they can only do that if they went through a tender, right? Is there a way of trying to do things like this differently?
Thank you, Mr. Brilliant questions. I think that these are very progressive questions. Let me start with the tenure of party leaders. I have already mentioned that in 2001, President Chiluba went to the convention, and the convention actually extended the tenure from 2 years to 3 years for the president. What became problematic for President Chiluba is that when he came now to the national constitution, there was no flexibility there. So the effort was actually wasted. That was done by the party. But if I read you right, one of the reasons why Michael Sata became president is because of precisely what you said. He appeared on the ballot the first time. At that time, both himself and myself in 2001, we got the same number of votes with Michael Sata. In fact, I beat him in Lusaka. He had 7,000 votes. I have 16,000 votes. But because he ran again and ran again, he started putting forward. People became familiar with his name, and eventually he won. My colleague, H.H., stood the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time. And you notice how he performed last time because of name recognition. And the party allowed him to do that. MMD has never been in the opposition. So there is this fantasy in MMD of thinking that we operate exactly the same way we operated in government. And so there is that danger, I agree with you, that somebody comes in MMD, serves 2 terms, let's say he doesn't make it to become president. Then you flash him out, bring another one. He also, no one knows him, because now he has to give his own name. By the time he gives it, he's out. Somebody else comes in. So there is that danger. But as the Constitution stands today, of our party, it's a two-year term. It's a two-term tenure. And except that every convention of our party has the right to make any changes as they see fit. But as it is now, it's a two-tenure thing. But I hear you. And I think that you're making a lot of sense, but I think it's up to each individual political party to weigh many, many things. On tenders, let me put it this way. It's like you were reading my brain all these years. Anything that disadvantages the Zambian businessman is anti-Zambian, and it's also anti-Nevers member. I have already mentioned the fact that our interest is to drive the economy from the private sector angle, which is to empower the small-scale businessmen, medium-scale businessmen, help them with capital that they can start their businesses. They cannot compete with the multinationals that come out of New York or London or France they cannot compete with them. Therefore, all these tenders continue to be won by the Chinese. They are won just by the foreigners. And our people, we have to wait for those multinationals, and we'll never develop our economy using our own people. So I am of the view that we need to tweak how these tenders are offered, to have in mind that our goal is to ensure that Zambians participate. Of course, not many Zambians would have the capital necessary for the huge projects, and that is why they cannot participate in certain tenders, because they are beyond the capacity of a lot of our businessmen and companies and organizations. But I think it's up to government to create a conducive atmosphere for our people to participate in the economy of the country. That is my goal, and that is the goal of MMD. And if you were here, Mustafa, I would encourage you to join MMD and help me create that that situation in which our people can start to become multinationals as well, their companies to become multinationals, because we are creating an atmosphere for them to get there.
Okay, thank you, Musala. Let's take one or two more questions, and then we'll conclude with the Constitution. Dr. Kalonde, please go ahead.
Dr. Mumba, good evening, I think, Zambian time. This is Dr. Kalonde calling from Montana. You know how remote Montana is.
Yeah.
Probably the only Zambian in the whole state.
No, I know that. Mumba. But how is the snow there? I
Dr. Mumba, actually, you know, my concern actually is this, you know, MMD is a very good party. I was in MMD, the first Copper Belt youth leader for MMD. Now, my concern is the issue with your MPs. Your MPs, all of them turned against the party, I should say, not you probably, because if they turn against you, that means they've turned against the party, and they decided to support other parties. What are you doing about that, that this does not happen again in the forthcoming election? Because I've observed on all the platforms that you have stood on, every campaign that you have gone, I'm not seeing any MPs coming with you to work with you to grow the party, and at the same time to sensitize people to support MMD with its policies that you have just espoused that are very, very good. What are you doing about those MPs? Are you going to have them back in the party, or you are going to crack a whip for them to realize that they are members of MMD and they should be for MMD?
Thank you so much, Kalonde. First of all, I think that you do appreciate the fact that I mentioned earlier on that once you go towards an election, a lot of members of parliament begin to think internally about themselves. Self-interest comes in. Those who went to UPND went there because it appeared as though UPND was going to win the election last time. So it was basically that they wanted to be part of that experience of victory. And that's a human response. Our party was devastated. There was no hope that we could win the election. In fact, I stood as president out of principle, because if I had not stood, probably there would be no MMD today. It would have been split between the two political parties. But I stood knowing that it was going to humiliate me, that somebody had to take the risk, because I was the president at that time. I am the president, and I take both the good and the bad during my tenure. And that was the bad that I had to take. But other people went to the PF because they also felt that probably PF was incumbent and they were going to win. So mostly you see self-interest. And so in that state, a lot of people felt, a lot of MPs felt maybe there was not much for them. But as we move forward, we have already extended an olive branch to everybody to come and work with us to rebuild the party. But you must understand there's only 3 months left.
Okay, he dropped. We shall try to bring him back. And those of you that are listening to us, we appreciate you taking the time, and we shall be
reconnecting Dr. Mumba so that we have a meaningful conclusion here. Dr. Patrick, your thoughts so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm always a proponent of positive speak and and discussions in which you can and we can make a situation better. There's no major conversation that's better than a positive conversation. And if there is something, if there is something wrong, or if there is something negative, we talk about it, but we also talk about how it can be fixed. And Dr. Mumba is doing that, so I'm very pleased, and I'm enjoying the program and the discussion.
Excellent. We'll be the last 25 minutes remaining. We shall talk about the Constitution and wind up with one or two questions. Okay, Dr. Mumba is back, and we'll try to finish up here. Dr. Mumba, one of the things that we are doing on this
Betham,
show.
Are you able to allow me? Betham, are you able
allow
me to just conclude? Come on, the question.
Yes. Please conclude. Yes. Go ahead. That we are doing here, everybody listening, and even to Dr. Mumba, I know the leadership team, especially the media team, who have done a good job from MMD collaborating this discussion, is that, Dr. Mumba, during this election year, we're going to try as much as possible to cover the elections, the political process leading up to the election time, but everybody, you appreciate and understand that it takes money to do this. So the political parties, we are giving opportunities for you to do 30, 40 seconds clips, which we shall play on this show to sell your program and your agenda. We'll just give you an example of something that we have done with one of the political parties and the political leaders in the country. Everybody listen to this, and I want Irene, as she's listening in the background, just to see if we can also do something like this for Dr. Mumba. Everybody listen to this.
If and when we can break this overhang on Zambia, where a few people in Lusaka think that Lusaka is Zambia and Zambia is Lusaka, and those that are in Lusaka feel that they must control the resources for the people of Zambia, I think it's one of the major mistakes that we have made in the last 51 years, where we have told our people that central government is the answer and failed to impart the very clear message to our people that hard work with support from the central government is what will eradicate poverty.
For those of you who may not recognize the voice, that is Honorable Edith Nawakwe, president of FDD. So political parties, we're calling upon you to do things like that, and we shall promote them on this show so that people are able to know where Dr. Mumba stands on certain things and everybody else, okay? So we just wanted to share that with you. With a few minutes remaining, let's try to talk about the Constitution, and we'll allow one or two questions as we end. Dr. Mumba, there is this notion that the MMD and the PF connived to pass the Constitution amendment through Parliament, contrary to the people's wish.
Is MMD conniving with PF on the Constitution?
I think that a lot of Gambians now are following the news. I had already alluded to the fact that when I was vice president a month before I became vice president, President Mwanawasa initiated the process of constitution making. And a lot of work was done in my office as vice president and in the office of the late Minister of Justice, Honorable Simba. The two of us worked hand in hand in this process. So I know where it came from. It was not initiated by the Patriotic Front. We started this, and unfortunately, after we finished with the final draft, we took it to Parliament in 2011. It was our colleagues, the Patriotic Front and the UPND, that shot down the bill in the House for the Constitution.
Yes.
And so when PF came and picked it up, it is basically the same document that came from the NCC with very minor changes that was brought back to the House. It was based on principle that if we were the initiators of this baby, if we were the ones who started this process, and then when the Zambian people said they want 50% plus one, and they said that they want a running mate, the Zambians have been saying, I was High Commissioner in Canada, I met the diaspora, and I was part of the process that was pushing during that time of NCC for dual citizenship. We actually had a team in Canada that traveled to Zambia when I was High Commissioner to come and make a representation for dual citizenship. So it would have been immoral for me to fight the same deal that I was part of initiating and fighting for when I was High Commissioner, when I was fighting for dual citizenship. So basically for us, we were not following the PF in this deal. We were following our own agenda, which started in 2003. And the PF concluded it, and we are grateful that they helped us in concluding that process. Therefore, it would have been immoral for us not to have supported this process, because Zambians would have been confused as to wonder what then do we want. Since this is what we wanted, it has now been given. Now we think that because we are in the opposition, we must oppose it. There must be principle somewhere along the way. We decided to apply principle in order to provide for Zambians clauses that have been written for an asking for 10 billion years.
Dr. Mumba, let me read a certain portion of in the preamble of the Constitution. I'll just read one portion of great interest here to some people who told me I should try to address this issue with you. In the preamble, one of the things it says, we the people of Zambia confirm the equal worth of women and men and their right to freely participate in, determine, and build a sustainable political, legal, economic, and social order. My interest there is worth of women and men. What do you see, where do you see the women of Zambia, and what is the future of the women of Zambia in Dr. Mumba's vision and MMD, the new MMD, as you are calling it?
Well, I think that we have completely demonstrated our faith in our women folk at MMD. And we are the ones who started to espouse the equal representation in government and public practice and public policy issues. Women have always been part of our package, and I think that that constitution reemphasizes our position, because that was there before, that reemphasizes the position of MMD, that women and men should operate in the running of the affairs of the country as equal partners, and that there should be nothing, absolutely nothing, that should stand in the way of a woman who wishes to aspire for any office in the land or for anywhere in this country. So basically, that's my position. And if you look at my leadership, we have so many women at our National Executive Committee level, and I have great confidence in the capacity of women to perform and to deliver. And I'll continue that belief, and I'm glad that it's also the belief of my party, the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy.
In the event which is most likely to happen with a 50 plus 1 clause in the Constitution, Dr. Mumba,
there is a runoff in the August election. What is going to be MMD's position and strategy in that situation?
I think that I need to confirm that the coming of this constitution has radically altered Zambian politics and expanded the platform of democracy in our nation. And there's no single political party left on the previous elections, except the one in 1991, where President Chiluba got just over 70% of the vote. After
yes.
him, there's not a single president who has won with a 50% plus one. Therefore, it also goes to say that we don't see it as a likely development that there will be any one of us that is going to hit the 50% plus one. It means then that a runoff actually looks as the thing that is going to take place. But at that political, at that particular time, it will be in the hands of the Zambian people to decide how we are going to move forward. Of course, political parties are going to endorse each other. To say let's vote for this party, let's vote for this party. But at that particular time, I think a lot of Zambians would like to do what they think would be the best thing and give the 50% plus one president. There's a lot of activities, I think, the adjustments in political parties, in our views, and the way we treat each other as political parties, because now we all need each other. We need each other to serve the Zambian people. If none of us can make it, then we need each other to create that partnership or those partnerships that are going to produce what Zambians would like to see. So I think that politics have changed now as a result of this constitution, and every political party is now going through this constitution to make sure that we line up with the new dispensation that has come to us.
Yeah, like you have rightly said, Dr. Mumba, the politics are going to change in view of the new constitution. I believe, if that's not the situation, you can correct me. I believe MMD has got two vice presidents. How are you going to approach the issue of a running mate?
I think a running mate is chosen in a different way from party vice presidents. I think a running mate is not automatic that the vice president who is of the party becomes the running mate. I think that the political party can decide to help the president decide on who should run. If the vice president who is there now qualifies to be the running mate, by all means, he should have the first preference. But if there's another vice president or another person who can add value to the ticket, I think all of us are mature enough to make sure that our party wins, that we will be able to support that particular person so that the ticket is complete. So I think that there's no, we have no political party bound to the sitting vice president. But I think each president must cast the net wider to see what is in the interest of the country and interest of the party as far as the election is concerned.
There is a question here, Dr. Mumba, as we conclude from a journalist in Indola. He says, how will you lead the divided party into the 2016 general elections? And he gives an example like you have Honorable Kayungu, who are still working in the Patriotic Front government. That's from Mr.
MMD is united. Yeah, the MMD, like I said in the beginning, is united. We have never been so united as we are today in the last 3 years. And I'm very happy that the reconciliation we have initiated has taken root. It is not fragmentation when we have Mr. Kayungu, Honorable Kayungu, working for government. That was arranged. We were asked if we could be allowed to work there, and we agreed. Yeah, UPND has members of its party working in the PF government. That doesn't mean that PF is fragmented. I think that I want Zambians to understand. We went through the fires we went through, and we are not in the fires now. And no one should think that when a group of people go through fire, then they become weaker. To the contrary, when you go through fires and furnaces, that you become stronger, better, and more focused. So MMD has actually gained from the fires that we've gone through by becoming sharper, more polished, more resolute, and ready to take on what is ahead of us. So the fires behind us should not make us think that they have made us weak. I think I would rather trust a tested leader, a leader who has gone through fires than somebody who has never gone through fires that anybody has gone through. I think we are much stronger and better positioned to provide leadership in this coming election.
Dr. Mumba, we thank you. I believe the party is celebrating 25 years this year. What are the events or activities are planned?
Well, like I said, this month on the 26th, we are going to hold a silver jubilee celebration in which we are going to launch the new MMP, and we are going to renew our card. There's going to be messages of solidarity coming from founding members that were there when MMP was started. We want to emphasize the strength of democracy. University students shall be involved because MMD was truly born on Monk Square at the university, because that's where democratic expressions began. So we want to retrace the emergence of multi-party democracy and celebrate it on the Copper Belt. And it will be a fanfare, but it will also be used as an opportunity to launch the new MMD. So there's a lot that has been planned for the 26th of this month on the Copper Belt. And we are calling Zambians to come and participate. We hope close to 3,000 to 4,000 people shall be with us in that celebration. And we ask Zambians to celebrate their multipartism with us. It will be more than a partisan issue because this democracy has now taken root in the country. So we are really looking forward to the 25th celebration, which will take place just in a couple of weeks from now.
That was our show for today. We do thank Dr. Nevis Mumba, President for Multi-Party Democracy, for taking the time to be with us and to share the vision of the party in this election year. Thankfully to the media team at MMD and IT team as well. We appreciate it. Dr. Mumba, thank you, and we wish you God's blessings and the best.
Thank you so much, Nathan, and everyone over there, Roger, and the whole team. God bless you, and enjoy your snow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, sir. All right.
That was cold.
Okay. It is. We have about 7 minutes here. I hoped we could have had 10 or 15 to everybody wanted to ask a question. We're going to have HH coming up in the next few weeks. Don't worry. Don't lose heart. Mr. Mohango, good evening or good morning to you, wherever you are calling us from.
Good evening. I'm calling you from Zimbabwe. I've actually enjoyed the show.
Yes, I wanted to get your view and your perception. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, yeah, sure. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm calling from Zimbabwe. I've actually enjoyed the way Dr. Mumba has articulated the issues. We just feel we need to do so much as a country and work together,
yes,
and ensure that we can get the best for the nation. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We appreciate you tuning in, Mr. Mohango. We are here every Saturday at the same time. I know some of my colleagues didn't ask the questions, but I know they are not mad with me. Alan, your views on our discussion with Dr. Mumba?
I think this was a very, very encouraging view. I think it was he's sober-minded about issues. I think he doesn't have unrealistic expectations. It was really interesting. And I think that if it's an example or a snapshot of where the politics of our country are going, we are headed in a very, very good direction. And I would say, judging from the interview, we are on track as a country. Of course, notwithstanding anything that we may not be privy to.
The question, question on vice presidents. I have a feeling this issue will bring a lot of civil wars in these
political parties.
Parties. You just watch, as Rachel Maddow would say, watch this page.
Watch this page.
Watch this page.
Roger, Nathan, yeah. I think initially it may bring some fighting, but it will force us to mature at a very, very fast pace. Because ultimately, every party wants to be in office. So we will fight for a little bit, but we're going to get our acts together really fast. So that we, it's like when you're a teenager growing up, if your parents are there, you make mistakes up to 30 years old. If your parents are gone by 22, you are pretty mature and making serious decisions.
That's very quickly, let me ask Priscilla. Priscilla, some of the things that you and I talked about behind the scenes, are you satisfied he addressed them convincingly?
I believe he did. He did. Even though initially I thought we were going to put him in a hot seat to ask him some very hard questions. But really,
are you
that's
saying
what
I didn't do that?
You did it, but in a very nice way, and it was very peaceful. I was actually afraid. I thought there was going to be a bloodbath, but, you know, conveniently enough, I don't know how you did this, but it turned out to be much better. You asked the questions in a very nice way, and these are the new politics of today.
Yeah,
I guess that's what
I like that point. These are the new politics, and let me bring in my brother, also from Pennsylvania, a great supporter. Bamwansa, Happy New Year. Your thoughts on this? You listen to the whole thing. Okay. Let me go to Musaba. Your question was like your question did what Priscilla was expecting me to do. I don't know what's your general view. That's your general view.
Actually, I think the show went well, and I think I agree with Priscilla, because yesterday I was telling my wife that I'm scared to go on the show because I might not come out. I mean, the word is bloodbath. The bloodbath was avoided.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it sounded it was very nice. Yeah.
Good.
Well,
thank you, Kelvin.
Bloodbath shouldn't be our goal. Our goal should be to exchange ideas. Each time there is bloodbath, if you you really observe these politicians, they become defensive. Then you are not achieving your objective.
Kelvin, as we close, your thoughts here.
Okay, I think it was a good show. Just for the future, maybe you, Nathan, as host, should try to limit the number of questions you ask him. Maybe 10, 15 minutes, you know, that would be great. So you can hand it over to us, because I'm sure there were so many people that were dying to ask him.
Yeah, I know, but Kelvin, it's my show. I can do what I want. It's my show.
I know that's my show.
I'm just messing with you. I hear you. Actually, we have HH lined up. We're looking to have Mr. What's his name? Is it Davis Chama from PF? We have quite a number of people lined up. It's election year. We're going to do that and try to cover as much as possible.
If, Nathan,
from your political
party, sorry to cut you. If you want to see or to hear bloodbath, bring Chama. Chama, it will be bloodbath. Yes, that I can even promise my PF friends, Chama and me here will be. Please give me, because I want to find out what he wants to gain from using tribalism all the time he speaks. Chama and
that's
me, it will be bloodbath.
Okay, everybody, this was a good show. We appreciate everybody's participation. Join us every weekend as we do this. And if you would like to make a contribution, please go to our website, zambiablogtalkradio.com. There's a PayPal link there you can contribute. Follow us on Facebook, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and on Twitter at Zambia Block Radio. Enjoy your weekend.
Kuipirendi kuchitoko na mumufollow
ama maine kizi wanda zota nifi taeza talema na yo mapempelo atika pena siku lina azati kumbukila oye chifu kwa lelo bantu bonse basoweza ulemu atate imwe